ever feel like you're just running on that hamster wheel of life? You know, just constantly going and going and never really getting anywhere.
I think we all have those moments.
Well, today we are diving into something that might help you hop off that wheel for at least a few minutes each day.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing.
Yeah, we're looking at pranayama, which is the yogic practice of breath control.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we've got some excerpts from a text all about it that y'all specifically requested. And let me tell you, there's some really cool stuff in here. We're going way beyond just taking a deep breath, like actually using your breath to influence your mind and body.
Really? Like, how so?
Well, you know, maybe we should back up just a little bit for anyone who hasn't heard of pranayama before. Can you give us like a quick rundown of what exactly it is and like where it comes from?
Sure. So pranayama is a really important part of yogic traditions that originated like way back in ancient India. And the word itself actually comes from Sanskrit. Prana means life force or breath, and then ayama means extension or control. So you can kind of see how pranayama is all about consciously cultivating and regulating this life force through specific breathing techniques.
Cultivating life force.
Mm.
I like that. That sounds pretty powerful.
Yeah.
But what does that actually look like?
So think about it this way. Your breath is like a bridge between your physical body and your mental state.
Right.
Pranayama uses these specific breathing patterns to directly impact your nervous system and your energy levels and even, yeah, your emotions.
Right. Okay. So it's like when you're stressed out, your breath gets all like rapid and short and shallow.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're feeling relaxed, it's deep and slow.
Yeah.
It's like your body just naturally does it, right?
Exactly. And pranayama basically uses that mind-body connection, but deliberately. So like by consciously controlling your breath, you can actually influence your mental and physical state. It's kind of wild.
Yeah. Wow, that's so cool. It's like you have a direct line to your internal control panel.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
I like that. Okay, so I'm looking at the text we've got here, and it mentions a whole bunch of different pranayama techniques, like a lot. Should we maybe break down a couple of the most interesting ones?
Yeah, let's do it. I think one that's probably really approachable for people and known for its calming effect is Nadi Shottana, which translates to alternate nostril breathing.
Alternate nostril breathing. Okay, I think I've heard of that before. Mm. Isn't it just like breathing in one nostril and out the other?
Pretty much, yeah. You gently close off one nostril, usually with your thumb, and inhale through the other one, and then you switch sides for the exhale. So it sounds super simple, but that subtle shift in your breathing pattern can actually do a lot. It's thought to harmonize the flow of energy between the left and right sides of your body, and that can lead to a sense of balance and calm.
Wow. I mean, I guess it makes sense when you think about how much our breath changes depending on what we're doing or feeling, but it's still pretty mind-blowing that something so simple can have such a big impact. What about some of the other techniques? I know the source also mentions one called Kapalabhati. Is that right?
Yeah, Kapalabhati. It's also called skull shining breath. It's pretty different from Nadi Shottana. It's more about energizing the body and mind.
Okay, so how does Kapalabhati work?
So it's a more active breathing pattern. So you forcefully contract your abdominal muscles to exhale rapidly through your nostrils, and then you just let the inhale happen naturally. And this creates like a pumping action in your diaphragm, which is thought to just invigorate your whole system.
So you've got Nadi Shottana for calming down.
Yeah.
And Kapalabhati for like a boost of energy. It's like having a whole breathwork toolbox. But I have to imagine that trying to learn like all of these different techniques at once could be pretty overwhelming.
Right. Yeah. You'd probably just end up more stressed out. It's better to start with one technique and just practice it consistently before you try to move on to others. You know, like anything else, mastery takes time and dedication.
Absolutely. Quality over quantity.
Exactly.
So stress relief is obviously like a major draw for a lot of people when it comes to pranayama.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also kind of curious about what other benefits there are. I know the source we've got here hints at things like focus and energy and even spiritual exploration.
Yeah, it's really cool, actually. So different techniques can be used for different purposes. Some of them are really good for improving concentration and mental clarity, which could be super helpful for students or, you know, anyone who has a job where they have to like really focus. And in some yogic traditions, pranayama is actually used as a tool for spiritual development, helping to calm the mind and connect with a deeper sense of self.
Right. So you might try pranayama to help manage stress, or maybe you want to have more energy, or maybe you're even looking to connect with your spiritual side. There are a lot of possibilities. I do have to wonder, though, you know, some people might be listening and be like, okay, does breathing in a certain way really make that much of a difference? Like, it can't be that simple.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some skepticism is understandable. But, you know, there's actually a lot of scientific interest in breath work these days, and studies are starting to back up what these ancient yogic traditions have known for centuries. For example, there's research showing that practices like Nadi Shodhana can actually have a positive impact on something called heart rate variability, which is basically a measure of how well your body can manage stress and recover.
Okay, so it's not just some esoteric thing. There's actual science behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. So say someone's listening to this and they're like, all right, this sounds pretty cool. I want to give it a try, but they don't really know where to start. What would you recommend?
Well, like we were saying before, don't try to do too much at once. Find a quiet space, you know, even if it's just for a few minutes each day, and focus on your breath. Pick one technique, maybe Nadi Shodhana if you're feeling stressed, or Kapalabhati if you need more energy. And just be patient with yourself. It really does take time and practice.
Yeah, and I think it's important to not get discouraged if it feels a little weird or difficult at first, too. It's a practice.
Absolutely.
Are there, like, resources available for people who maybe want a little extra guidance?
Definitely. There are a ton of online resources, you know, guided meditations, even apps. And you can always check out local yoga studios for classes.
Perfect. So you heard it here first, folks. Your breath is more powerful than you think. It's not just about breathing. It's about using your breath to calm your mind and body and to, like, connect with yourself on a deeper level. What if you could use your breath to manage your stress instead of letting stress control how you breathe?
Imagine how much more peaceful life could feel if you had that kind of control.
It's pretty exciting to think about. Why not give it a shot? Even just try incorporating one simple pranayama technique into your day. See what happens. You never know, pranayama might just become your secret weapon for dealing with all the craziness of life.